You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Matt Kidd has a romantic sensibility, not in terms of actual romance necessarily, but a poetic view of his sound and a taste for the melancholy. He even described his first project, Oral Method, as poetry set to music.
First record was just one kind of poem I just kind of wrote. And it was actually very inspired by a Lars von Trier movie called Melancholia. It's about the end of the world. It's a beautiful movie. You know, most end of the world movies are like big action movies or something. This one was just dealing with two sisters, essentially, and the idea of depression and stuff. All that to say, it was just one long poem. And then the next Oral Method record was a haiku.
That kid is still pretty poetic. His new project is called Slow Meadow.
I wanted the name Slow Meadow to just invoke exactly that imagery. Just a place to slow down and take in what's around you. Yeah, I'm not necessarily going for soothing, calm, peaceful all the time, although that's probably what this music is going to end up being a lot.
Matt Kidd is sitting in his home in Houston, Texas, and as I look past his shoulder on the Skype screen, I can see a painting that looks a little abstract.
It's a painting of Mary being visited by the angel that told her she was going to bear Jesus Christ.
That says a lot about the community Matt Kidd grew up in.
You know, I was born and raised in the South and definitely grew up in churches, and I think that will... I mean, you can't escape the influences of your childhood and things like that.
He attended church and played in Christian groups, but
I don't really like a lot of Christian music. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
Instead, he had heavy metal in his teenage heart.
I immediately think of why I started playing guitar, which was essentially because of Metallica. I just wanted to play fast metal licks and be Kirk Hammett for a little while, which is a little embarrassing for some reason now.
That sound of shredding, distorted guitar somehow led him into a world of more ambient music. That's a little surprising, given that he didn't really know about any of the early ambient pioneers. Born in 1983, it all came before his musical consciousness was developed. So comparisons to Brian Eno or Harold Budd draw blanks.
Someone actually compared the Slow Meadow record to Harold Budd. And I thought to myself, I've seen that name a lot, and I really should give him a listen.
Mark Bird from the band Hammock.
He's never really listened to Eno or Harold Budd. My understanding is that he kind of got into this genre of music because of hearing Hammock and just more current bands like that.
I had some experiences with Hammock. I was traveling. I was on a plane one time feeling really anxious, and I was listening to Canotic. And I just had a really cool moment with that song, Stars in the Rearview. It was just a very powerful moment, and I think I just learned to sit a little better with music via Hammock. I don't know, it's been a kind of a life-changing experience.
That experience brought him to Hammock's doorstep. He met the duo, and they helped him put the first Slow Meadow album together.
I was trying not to act like a giddy schoolgirl around them. Like, I was trying to play it cool, but I was totally like freaking out.
Hammock's Mark Bird and his partner, Andrew Thompson, encouraged Kidd into an even more ambient direction.
When he started playing the Slow Meadow stuff, it just felt really pure, and it didn't feel like he was maybe wanting to sound like other bands. And when he talked about it, I just sensed this real excitement, and I sensed this newness to it. And so I just encouraged him to go that route.
That meant ditching the drums and going in a purely ambient chamber music path. even though there are all kinds of guitars on the album, including Hammock on one song, it actually sounds more like a gauze-wrapped, fog-shrouded chamber group.
There is guitar, there is texture. Every bit of texture was crafted.
The Slow Meadow stuff was much more texture-based. I think I started just listening to a lot slower music, a lot more subtle music.
With Slow Meadow, Matt Kidd is looking beyond guitar now.
I've heard it come out of his mouth that he is bored with guitar.
Kidd studied piano as a child, and he brings it back on compositions like Blue Rose on a Windowsill.
Yeah, I was just very, very, very enamored with the sound of a very warm, very softly played piano at the time. So I could just hit a chord and just let it move, like just let it vibrate. until it just died, and I would just be so moved by that one thing, and that's kind of why I made that song. Obviously, I built upon it, but that's where it started, just basically chords. I just was really enamored with that sound, just bling.
Kidd's Slow Meadow belongs to the ambient chamber music strain of post-rock music that includes bands like Stars of the Lid, A Winged Victory for the Sullen, Olaf Arnold's, and Hammock. It's a sound that has elements of new age and ambient music, but its intent is a little deeper.
I like music that challenges you as a listener, and you know, if you're studying or something, which is how a lot of people listen to ambient music, they don't want music that's going to interrupt that. But I like the idea of making music for the listener that's just listening. And it's okay if the music stresses you out, because it's going to take you where it's going to take you. And so I probably will be less scared of that in the future.
Slow Meadow takes you into a slow motion world where textures unfold in infinite twilight. And he should keep his guitar warmed up, because Mark Bird says he wants to use him as the music director on the next Hammock tour. Slow Meadow's self-titled debut is out on Hammock Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.